You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
This episode of the Storm Season. This new series that I've titled Storm Season. Welcome to the first episode of it. I'm excited to be back talking to you guys, the Solemn Attention Podcast. Before we get started, make sure you also don't forget to check out the Solemn Attention Podcast Unfiltered, where we're focusing on stories to help inspire you to live a life on purpose. But on the Solemn Attention Podcast, the original one, we're all about providing you strategies. And we also talk about business, leadership, and different types of entrepreneurship and just growing. And so I'm excited about where we are. We've talked about a lot of different seasons, a lot of different content on this podcast, and I've tried to remain focused, and it's evolved, and I'm always trying to make sure that we keep the main thing, but in the spirit of getting you to purpose, in the spirit of getting you to be who God originally created you to be, I wanted to talk a little bit about storms. We all have experienced some form of storms in our life. You know, for me, every success that I've experienced has unfortunately been tied to a storm. And there was points and periods of my life that I never celebrated any success, any milestone, any accomplishment. I never celebrated it, not because I didn't want to, but because I couldn't get over, or I couldn't see through, or I couldn't quite process the storm that I had went through. And so I found myself stuck just going from thing to thing, achieving, successful, but not truly present in the moment, because I let the storms impact how I saw the world. And so that's what has inspired this entire series, is storm season. I think sometimes people run from storm seasons. I think that sometimes some people even think that storm seasons don't exist. But like I said earlier, you're going to always have high and lows. And I think that it's about the way you handle the lows is what really makes you you. Everybody can handle the highs. But can you handle the low moments in life? Even in purpose, when you have purpose, you're still going to go through storms. You can be in God's will and doing every single thing that you've been created to do and still face storms. And so my hope that is something in this series that inspires you, that prompts you. It prompts you to purpose. Maybe you're listening and you're going through a storm right now. I hope that there's something that I say that encourages you to keep going. And the first part of this conversation that I want to say is, don't let your storms get louder than you. Don't let your storms get so big to where you can't see the rest of the world around you. That's what happened to me, because I couldn't process the storm. I think that we have to learn how to be able to deal with a storm in a certain area of our life, but not allow that to overwhelm us, or to not allow that to be a predictor on how we move, on how we treat people, on the decisions that we make. We learn how to isolate it. We deal with it. We address it. We give it some attention when it needs to, but we do not let the storm get bigger than our current circumstance. We don't let the storm get bigger than our purpose. Right. And not only that, we have to learn how to see storms from the right perspective. Storms come to teach us something. Storm comes to make us better. How are you handling the storms in your life? Are you walking around paralyzed because you can't get through the storm, because you can't process the storm. Have you given the storm too much power over your life? These are some questions that I want you to ask yourself in this first episode. I want you to take some time to reflect, get out a journal, write some things down, ask yourself this question. How much power have you given your storms? And look at the areas of your life that it might have impacted. In those areas where you have seen how storms have impacted your life, that's where the work is. Thank you for listening to the Solomon Teaching Podcast.